Anything Combat with Johnny K.
But it's Anything Combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants of the Anything Combat show. I'm your host, Johnny K. We're at Renato's gym today in Sydney. I flew up here. This is the Infinity Fitness gym and Family Fight Team. All right, right?
They're the Family Fight Team situated.
Yep. We're joined by Ray McComb. Is that how you say your name?
Morecambe.
Morecambe. And Cooper Royale.
That's a good one, bro.
Welcome, guys. Tell me, so Cooper, he's got this fight booked. Everyone was avoiding him for the longest duration of time. So can you just give me a little bit more information about that process? He was out for all this time because no one wanted to fight him. He wanted to be active. So it wasn't his fault. So tell me how you feel about that.
I think it's pretty common these days. You know, it's not a huge pool of fighters. And the tricky part is when you've got someone who's talented and dangerous, you know, it's hard because everyone's trying to build their career. Everyone's got the same idea. And then, you know, fighters avoid fighters, and it just makes it very hard. It's a, you know, we live in a great country, but it's very hard for us because we've got to travel a long way, and, you know, fighters throughout the States, Asia, Europe, you know, they can cross over countries and find the fights. So we just have to look more abroad, and thankfully, you know, through Coach Renato and all the efforts, they've been able to land this fight for Cooper, and off to Japan we go, land of the rising sun. So it's great. Look, it's worked out great. It's a fantastic fight, fantastic match, and I'm looking forward to it.
Did you take a look at the opponent, or did you not give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck.
But of course, I always study my opponents. I always have a look, and it's a great fight for me. Food striker, serious AO power.
I think we'll see a very entertaining fight.
What do you think about the Japanese style where they just chase, they get fucking after it, they go for it?
It's a bit...
Come on, Cooper.
The Japanese, they're very...
To the death.
They are to the death, but they're very disciplined. They will stick to their game plan till the wheels fall off. Like, they will... Yeah, they're very... Yes, kamikaze, try to kill you, and willing to die in the process, but they will... They'll stay disciplined the whole time until you finish them, so I respect that.
For this fight, can you throw knees to the person's head on the ground and kicks?
You cannot.
Okay.
Pancrase, they have the old school rules. They didn't... Well, they... The only promotion that still adapts and has that old school rule set is One Championship. So, no. Pancrase has the updated, would you say westernized?
Yeah, modern.
Yeah, they have the modern MMA format, yes.
In Japan, you know, all the K1 guys do really well. They come from Kyokushin Karate backgrounds. And I've been watching a lot of them, like Masaki Naliu and Yuki Yoza. I know you have a karate background. Can you tell me, did you end up going to Japan for training for Kyokushin? Or which part of karate did you train?
Yeah, I've been over about 15, 16 times. So started going over there when I was at the age of 9. So I trained, competed, coached a little bit in Japan. So that's my whole kind of pedigree. You know, so this is interesting for me because I love that style. It's what I was raised on. And this guy has that kind of, you know, Japanese kickboxing, somewhat karate kind of style. So it makes it fun because it's like, you know, it's like in all sports. Like, you got rugby league, rugby union, AFL. They're the same, they're different, you know, soccer. So in the fight game, you're combining these styles and attributes and ideas. So it's like trying to work out, what do we do? How do we counter that? What are they good at? What are their strengths and weaknesses? Karate's got a lot of, you know, it's well noted for distancing, good distance management, speed. The Japanese are always known for their high speed techniques, great countering, anticipation. So this is my area of expertise, you know. So like, I don't have a big Muay Thai background, so with someone who comes from a heavy Thai background, it's different, but this is my kind of area, this is my genre, you know. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
You've been coaching for a very long time now. When was the first time that you got to work with Cooper? And can you run me through that? What was that day like?
Yeah, it was through my really good friend, Brent Kogel, who's a karate man himself. He's who was originally Cooper's coach when he was young, 17, 18, getting into it. And my friend Brant said, you need to have a look at this guy. He's very, very special. And to be honest with you, as soon as I met him and held pads for him, I felt it instantly. Like,
what did you feel?
I felt his, for lack of a better word, I felt his energy, and I could feel that he had a real mind for the game. But believe it or not, you can see a lot in people's eyes. Like, it tells you heaps, and he had a very deep focus. And he was looking for the next shot, looking for the next shot, looking for the next shot. So even though at that point in time, he didn't have a lot of experience in the game, but he kind of felt like he did. Like, had I met him and didn't know him and someone said, this kid's had, 50 kickboxing fights or 50 amateur boxing fights, I probably would have believed it because he had that kind of focus and approach to it, So, yeah, it was a memorable moment because it had an impact, And I haven't had that with... I've had that with some people, but not a lot, So it was very special.
How many fights did you have at that point when you started training with Ray?
When I first met Ray, or was there training with Ray? When I first met Ray, I'd only had two fights.
Yep. And where did you start martial arts? Who was your first coaches when you were younger?
When I was younger, when I started?
Yeah,
I didn't start that young. I started at 18 years old.
Oh, yeah.
His good friend and my very good friend, Brant Kogel.
That's it.
So that's how we ended up meeting eventually. But yeah, I started when I was about 18 with Brant Kogel, and I never really started coming to Sydney with Ray until maybe 3 years later.
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, just before COVID. Yeah. Is when I started coming to Sydney to be trainer. So
Renato and Ray speak very highly of you, and the whole purpose of me even coming to the gym is because I know that you've got some potential, you've got fucking potential. So where do you think your drive, the hunger comes from for you?
Where does my hunger come from? In what sense? Like
training, you rock up, you're dedicated, you try hard every single time, and you got work rate.
I can't answer that.
What do you think, like, distracts you from your training? What do you want to get rid of out of your life?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You're completely focused?
I didn't do anything about this.
You love this game?
Yeah, I love this game. I'm in love with this game. It's my first love.
That's fucking mad. Ray, what do you think about that?
Yeah, like I said, when I met him, we could tell that he was a special kind of unique character. And yeah, I'm in love with the sport. I see myself as a martial artist first and foremost. That's what I'm always trying to keep my mind and my goals on. And when I met Cooper, I could see that he had some type of desire and goal or focus to really self-improve and use martial arts and MMA as a vehicle to, better his life. That's what he wants to do as a career. Like, some people become doctors, some people become pilots, and they're very passionate about what they do and they love everything about it. And you could see that he loves the fight game. Like, he loves everything about it, from, his outrageous outfits and hairstyle, and everything's like deliberate. We're meticulously trying to put a show together. Like, we've got to remember now, the fight game is, it's a billion-dollar industry with MMA, and we're always trying to become as entertaining as possible. We want to do well. We want to make it to the top and win, but we want to be entertaining. We want to, when he finishes and retires, it'd be great when the younger generation are referencing him. You know what I mean? In a similar way that they are to Conor McGregor, but even better. You know what I mean? Like, we want to do it with our own style and his unique way. And we want his character and personality to reflect his fighting style and his appearance. So it's a full-time kind of job. It's a lot of fun, and it's not dissimilar to the music industry. Like, recently got to meet and work with Wiz Khalifa, and getting behind the scenes with guys like that, you see that it's very similar. Like, it's all about their style, their charisma, and they love what they do. So, we kind of feel the same way.
And sometimes it's enjoyable to dream and dream about, you know, the big occasions in the future. And even if we're at a little show, we might be somewhere local at his home base, like he's fought Muay Thai, he's fought boxing, he's fought everything, K1. Even if we're in a small show, you know, we use that as, we love all of it. We love the whole process. So we don't, you know, we don't care who we are or where we are. We're enjoying every step of the journey. That's very important to us.
What's interesting is that the gym's called Family Fight Team and you guys are like a family. You guys are very close. So I'll get your take on that, Cooper. What do you think? How this team, you guys have built such good rapport, such good relationships. What does that mean to you? How do you feel? Are these people your family?
100% we are a family. Yeah, it's not just the name. It's we are a family. It's like Ray is a father figure for me, definitely. And then Coach Ronaldo as well, also very much so a father figure to me. I mean, I'm living with the guy, so for him to open his arms to me like that, you know, had me living with him. I mean, that just shows how much of a family you are. Yeah.
Are you happy that Ronaldo has taken off in the community? He was, 20-30K follower MMA coach, and now he's huge.
Yeah.
Is that number when I had more followers than
him? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, nah. It's good to see. It's good to see his hard work taking off. I mean, I'll be in the room at 2 a.m. and I can hear him filming videos and filming audio for new content, you know, at 2 a.m. in the morning, and then 6 a.m. in the morning, I hear him leave the house and go to the gym. Like, he really is a workhorse, so it's good to see it taking off, and I believe it's just going to continue to get bigger and bigger.
I agree. Ray, when did you first meet Ronaldo?
So, again, through karate circles. Believe it or not, Ronaldo's background with his father, their karate family, so... I didn't really know that at the time, but through a really good friend of mine and someone who I've been involved with coaching, a young martial artist and fighter called Tate Quealy. So we go back a long, long way. And he first started training and working with Coach Ronaldo at a King's Academy in Sydney. And Tate was chatting to me and said, "You got to beat this guy. I've met someone, you know, very special. He's an amazing fighter. He's an amazing coach." And he goes, "You guys would just be like perfect together." He's like, "You got to meet him." So I come down here to Rockdale through my friend Tate. And then I met Ronaldo. And then when we met, he's the head coach. And now he's heavily involved with the IMAF. And Cooper was competing at the World Championships for IMAF. And Coach Ronaldo was the head coach for Australia. Then when I got in here, he's like, "You know Cooper and you're working with Cooper." I was like, yeah. And then they'd met over when they were in Abu Dhabi. Is that correct? Abu Dhabi.
So that's how me and Ronaldo met, actually, was through the IMAX system representing Australia. He was coaching Australia, obviously. I wasn't aware of him before. I don't believe he was aware of me before this either. And a few messages and, hey, I will see you over there. But once we met in person, man, we clicked like instantly. They got us all together, you know, who are you going to stay with? Who are you going to room with? And in my mind, I was thinking, man, I want to stay with this guy. I want to stay with this guy. And before I could put my hand up and say, hey, I'm going to stay with Ronaldo, Ronaldo said, I'm going to stay with Rush. So we just clicked instantly. And early days back then, he was telling me, like, you got to come to Sydney. And eventually got here, you know.
Can I ask you a hard question? So, you know, I read that there was some like vision impairment problem that you had. How's that affected your training?
I was born with a vision disability. So my eyesight's, not great, but good enough, you know, and from an early age, I've worked around it constantly. But, you know, like a lot of people, everybody in life has obstacles and hurdles and, you know, stuff to get around and get over. So that's what brought me into martial arts. So it's kind of like, it's a double-edged sword, right? Like that's what got me into martial arts, because I was in fights at school all the time growing up, and that's what led me down that pathway and got me to Japan at the age of 9. So yeah, it's been a big challenge. It still is a big challenge, especially when I'm trying to, you know, catch pads for guys that move at this speed. But you know, it's just part of it. Like I think that even in the fight game itself, when you look at think Coach Renato said it once as well, like, most fighters are overcoming a lot of adversity in their life, and that's what makes them a fighter, you know what I mean? So me personally, I'm not a fighter. Like, I couldn't have that opportunity due to my eyesight and my vision. It's something that I would have loved to have tried, definitely. But, you know, that's where I had to redirect my kind of goals. And I'm like, okay, what I can't do, I could still learn and master and then try and teach and support these guys and girls within the fight game. So, yeah, you know, I just feel like anybody that has, you know, setbacks, you know, like, it might be your family, it might be upbringing, it might be a disability. The list just goes on and on and on, the amount of things that people have to overcome in life. Some people have a great life, there's nothing wrong with them, and then one day you can lose everything, like, very, very quickly. So I feel like sometimes it can even be harder for those people, because I've had this my whole life, so I've had to deal with it all the time. But for some people, if life could be a bit more smooth sailing, you got your mum and dad, you don't have divorce, you know, you've got money, everything kind of comes to you quite easy because it's always been there. And then if you lose it, that can be really hard. I was working with someone recently and he told me something that was really interesting. And he said, the only thing worse than not having it is not having it, then having it and losing it, you know? So in that respect, like with my eyesight, it's always been this way. And I've met people who've lost their eyesight that had it normally. Like, you know, even for you guys, for someone like Cooper, if he went to the doctors and the doctor was like, sorry to tell you this, but, you know, you're going blind or you're losing your eyesight, that'd be a really hard thing for someone to have to get around. So it's been this way for me since day one. So it's been hard, but it's all I know. I don't know it any other way even, you know, so it's always been in hard mode.
That's all we have time for. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Cooper. Thank you, Ray, for your time. Thanks for tuning into Anything Combat podcast. Is there any final remarks you want to say to everybody listening as we wrap up? I'll go with you first, and then I'll get a Cooper.
Just keep supporting, keep following us. You know, we, as it's well documented, without supporters and without people who, even in the fight game, even with a guy like Cooper, if you love Cooper, you love what he does, please support us. If you hate him and you can't stand him, please support and pay. We'll take that as well.
Yeah, able. And what's your final message to everyone as you go to Japan for the fight?
Tune in December 21st. I'm fighting on Pancrase in Tokyo, Japan. I'm fighting Ayumu Khan in what will be a really, really exciting fight for the fans. And I can't wait to show level. If I'm really going to show my level in this fight. It's been a long time out. A lot of inactivity. I'm gonna put on a show for sure.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Thanks for having us.
Become a combatant.
Become a combatant.